All right. Let's get into something that hits close to home for you, like literally close to home. We're talking about New Zealand's housing shortage and the race to build those mid-rise apartments everyone's talking about. You sent over some interesting research, like timber versus concrete sustainability and concrete and CO2. It's like this classic battle between concrete and timber is getting interesting again.
It really is, yeah. Timber is often seen as like the poster child for sustainability, right? But when you look at it closely, you know, especially New Zealand, it's not that simple.
That's what really stood out to me in that timber versus concrete sustainability article. It really questions the way we normally think about timber and like how well it actually holds up in New Zealand's climate over time.
Yeah, totally. You got to think about it like timber construction, it's all about all those different parts and all those joints. There was this really vivid analogy in the article, something about like plaster on a toe in a bath. And it really makes you think about how vulnerable timber can be to water damage if those joints aren't absolutely perfectly sealed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that image definitely stayed with me. It makes you wonder about how durable timber buildings really are in the long run, especially in a place like New Zealand.
Exactly. Keeping up that kind of meticulous detail over time, that's tough. And then you've got the cost implications of that kind of complex detailing. It all starts to get a little bit, you know.
Complicated,
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And so that's where the concrete alternative comes in, specifically StackCel. It's a pretty innovative approach that seems to be catching on. And from what I read in timber versus concrete sustainability, it might even be cheaper than timber.
Yeah, StackCel is really interesting. One of the biggest things it has going for it is its monolithic structure. By cutting down on the number of joints and connections, it just naturally reduces the risks of water damage, which is a huge worry with those traditional timber builds. Okay, but how does StackCel achieve this level of water tightness? Timber versus concrete sustainability mentions something about a special feature that's actually embedded in the concrete.
Yeah. They've got this plastic extrusion that they integrate into the concrete walls and slabs when they're pouring it. And it does a few different things. It acts as a wall starter, a slab edge former. But the crucial part is that it acts as a water bar, effectively blocking water from getting in.
So it's not just concrete, it's a whole system designed to keep water out, which sounds like a huge win for durability, especially given New Zealand's weather.
Yeah, absolutely. The article stressed that a lot, especially with our weather conditions. This innovation dramatically reduces the risk of water damage, which obviously helps the building last longer.
And get this, timber versus concrete sustainability also pointed out that StackCel could actually be more cost-effective than timber, especially with timber prices going crazy lately. That's a game changer, right? Especially with New Zealand's housing affordability crisis.
Yeah, for sure. It is. And then you factor in the long-term maintenance costs, which are usually lower for concrete structures. The cost advantages really start to add up. It seems like StackCel offers a really good mix of affordability, durability, and resilience, you know, the kind of things we need right now.
Okay. Now, we can't talk about concrete without bringing up the whole environmental side of things.
Yeah.
Concrete and CO2 really gets into this. And, there's definitely concern about the carbon footprint of concrete production.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Cement production does produce a significant amount of CO2, that's true. But I think we need to look at the bigger picture here. First off, concrete is unbelievably durable. A well-built concrete structure can last for generations, even centuries, which means that CO2 is locked away for a very long time.
So it's not just about the initial emissions, it's also about the lifespan and how long that carbon is actually stored, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And there's another really interesting aspect to this. Concrete actually absorbs CO2 throughout its life. It's a process called carbonation.
So it's almost like it's offsetting its own footprint as time goes on. That's pretty wild. Tell me more about how that works.
Well, basically, the carbon dioxide that's just in the atmosphere reacts with the calcium hydroxide in the concrete. And this forms calcium carbonate, which essentially traps some of the CO2 from the air within the concrete itself.
So while those initial CO2 emissions are a real concern, it sounds like concrete has its own ways of lessening its impact over time.
Exactly. And when you consider the overall lifespan and how much carbon it can potentially absorb, concrete can be surprisingly efficient.
I'm starting to see why concrete is becoming a real contender in this whole debate. But before we go too deep into all the modern comparisons, I kind of want to take a little detour back in time. Do you remember that article, "We Finally Know Why Ancient Roman Concrete Was So Durable"?
Oh, yeah, that was a fascinating one. The Romans were real masters of concrete.
They were amazing. Structures like the Pantheon, they've been standing strong for almost 2,000 years, which is just incredible. For centuries, researchers thought those lime clasts they found in Roman concrete were a sign of, like, bad quality control, you know? But as the article explained, it turns out they were actually key to making the concrete so incredibly durable.
Isn't that amazing? It turns out those lime clasts actually help the concrete heal itself. When cracks appear, they often lead to these lime clasts, and when water seeps in, it reacts with the lime. This creates a calcium-rich solution that hardens into calcium carbonate, effectively sealing the crack.
It's like their concrete had its own built-in repair system. That seems to connect with what we were talking about earlier with StackCell and its innovative approach to water tightness. It's all about using smart design and material science to create something that lasts.
That's a really good point. There's definitely a parallel there. Both the Romans and StackCell are showing us how important material science and innovative techniques are when you want to create structures that last. The Romans, with their hot mixing and lime clasts and modern innovations like StackCell, they both highlight the potential of concrete as a long-lasting building solution.
This is all super interesting. Mm. But before we get carried away with Roman-inspired skyscrapers, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dig deeper into this whole sustainability debate, comparing the environmental impacts of concrete and timber and how they measure up against New Zealand's unique needs. Okay, welcome back to the show. That look at Roman concrete was really fascinating. Makes you realize we've maybe been underestimating concrete for a while. But let's bring it back to the present and talk more about that whole concrete versus timber sustainability thing.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really important topic, especially with how much New Zealand cares about sustainable building.
You were saying earlier that concrete actually absorbs CO2 over time. I think that's a pretty surprising concept for a lot of people. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, it's called carbonation, and it's a pretty cool process. Basically, the carbon dioxide that's in the atmosphere reacts with something called calcium hydroxide, which is in the concrete, and that forms calcium carbonate, which traps some of that atmospheric CO2 right there in the concrete.
So it's actually pulling some CO2 out of the air as time goes on. That's amazing. But I'm sure people who really love timber would still say that using wood is better because trees absorb CO2 as they grow, right?
Yeah, that's true. But you also have to remember that when you cut down trees for timber, all that stored carbon is eventually released back into the atmosphere. Whether it decomposes or gets burned, that carbon isn't being stored anymore.
So it's like a cycle. It's not just how much CO2 gets absorbed, but how long it stays locked away. And in that sense, the fact that concrete lasts so long seems like a big plus.
Right, exactly. A concrete structure, especially if it's built with modern techniques and materials, can last for centuries, effectively keeping that CO2 stored for an extremely long time.
And since we're on the topic of longevity, let's talk about something else that's crucial in New Zealand, and that's durability. I mean, we get earthquakes, we get strong winds, and let's be real, we get a ton of rain. How do concrete and timber stack up against all that?
Well, durability is key, especially here. And concrete's natural strength and how well it holds up against the elements makes it super resilient. It can handle those earthquakes, the wind, even the crazy downpours we get.
Especially when we're talking about mid-rise apartment buildings, which is where this whole conversation started. We need those buildings to last and be safe and comfortable places to live for a long time, you know, for generations to come.
Totally agree. And that's why innovations like StackCell are so exciting. It's not just about concrete being naturally durable, but about how this system enhances those properties even more.
You mentioned how cost-effective StackCell is a couple of times. What makes it potentially cheaper than timber, especially with the market being the way it is now?
Well, there's a few things. First, like we talked about, StackCell's monolithic structure needs fewer parts and connections than traditional timber framing, right? So that means less material and it's simpler to build.
So less labor, less time, less material. It all adds up to some pretty significant savings.
Exactly. And remember that integrated plastic extrusion we talked about. It's not just about keeping water out. It also acts as a wall starter and a slab edge former. That streamlines the construction process even more and cuts down on extra materials and labor.
It seems like it's really well designed to be efficient and cost effective. When you factor in the lower maintenance costs for concrete in the long run, it starts to look even better.
You got it. Lower initial costs, fewer maintenance expenses, and a longer lifespan, all of that makes concrete, especially innovations like StackCell, really appealing.
It sounds like concrete really does check a lot of the boxes in terms of durability, resilience, and affordability as a solution to New Zealand's housing needs.
It does. And when you consider the potential for absorbing carbon and how the long lifespan locks away embodied carbon, the sustainability argument becomes stronger too.
Now, we've been talking about all the practical and environmental stuff, but what about people's perceptions, aesthetics and all that? Do people worry about concrete looking cold or uninviting?
Yeah, that's a valid point. Concrete hasn't always had the best reputation in that sense, but I think people's views are changing. With modern architectural designs and finishes, you can create some really stunning concrete spaces that feel warm and welcoming.
And let's not forget, timber might often be seen as warmer and more inviting, but it needs regular maintenance and can be vulnerable to the weather and wear and tear over time. That can affect how it looks and how long it lasts.
Absolutely. There are trade-offs to everything, and it's about finding the right balance for each project and location.
This has been a really enlightening discussion. We've challenged some of those commonly held beliefs about concrete and timber and explored concrete's potential, especially in New Zealand's context. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to those lessons we learned from the Romans. What can we learn from their ancient concrete structures as we think about the future of building in New Zealand? It's amazing to think about those Roman structures standing for thousands of years. It makes you wonder what we can achieve with all the technology and knowledge we have now.
It's pretty inspiring, yeah. The Romans, they really understood materials and they weren't afraid to experiment. I think there's a good lesson in that for us, especially as New Zealand tackles its housing shortage.
Definitely. We need that kind of forward thinking, especially with innovations like StackCel coming up. It feels like we're entering a whole new age of concrete construction.
I think so too. It's not just about copying the Romans, it's about going even further. We've got new tech, better ways of analyzing things, and a growing awareness of sustainable practices. Combining all that with, some ancient wisdom, we could create concrete structures that are super durable, environmentally sound, and beautiful too.
It seems like people are starting to think differently about concrete. For a long time, timber was seen as the more sustainable choice. But this deep dive has shown us that concrete has a lot of potential, especially here in New Zealand.
Yeah, the research is pretty clear on that. When you think of how long concrete lasts, its ability to absorb CO2 over time, and the innovations in construction that make it more efficient and less wasteful, the whole sustainability story starts to change.
And on a practical level, concrete's ability to withstand earthquakes, strong winds and tons of rain makes it a really attractive option for building homes that will last.
Right, that resilience is so important. We need buildings that can handle all that and provide safe, comfortable homes for decades. And with things like StackCel, which is designed to be watertight and structurally sound, concrete construction is only getting stronger and more dependable.
We focused a lot on the practical and environmental sides, but what about the social aspects? How can we make sure that building with concrete fits with what communities want and helps create lively, livable neighborhoods?
That's a crucial question. I think we need to move past just the practical side of building and think more holistically. How can we use concrete to create spaces that are not just durable and efficient, but also look good, can be adapted, and bring people together?
I see what you mean. It's about using concrete to be creative, integrating green spaces, bringing in natural light, and making sure these developments feel human scale.
Absolutely. And we're already seeing architects and designers doing amazing things with concrete. Textured finishes, curved forms, concrete is becoming a really versatile material that can be used to create some truly unique and welcoming spaces.
So it's not really a concrete versus timber thing. It's about choosing the right material for each project, thinking about everything. The environment, durability, cost, looks, and what the community needs.
I agree completely. And in a lot of cases, especially for those mid-rise apartments in a country like New Zealand, concrete is starting to look like a really strong choice.
This has been a really interesting deep dive. We've challenged some old assumptions and looked at the possibilities of concrete as we think about the future of housing in New Zealand.
It's been great chatting with you about all this. Hopefully, it'll get people thinking and spark some new ideas for tackling our housing needs while building a sustainable and vibrant environment for everyone.
On that note, here's something to consider. If the Romans, with their limited tech, could create concrete structures that have lasted for thousands of years, just imagine what we can do today. The future of concrete is wide open. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.